Jazz critic Kevin Whitehead says we tend to think of jazz and country western music as stylistically segregated, but that's not always true. Frankie Lane made an album with trumpeter Buck Clayton in the 50s, and Stan Kenton and Tex Ritter once recorded together. Jazz vibraphonist Gary Burton, bassist Dave Holland, and violinist Mark Feldman have all recorded with Nashville musicians. Kevin says this crossover began around 1930 with the music called Western Swing.
Milton Brown and his Brownies in 1935. If you substituted a saxophone solo for Bob Dunn's steel guitar, that could pass for a jazz record of a few years earlier. The rhythmic and harmonic language are almost identical. That tune, called Taking Off, comes from a new CD sampler, Legends of Western Swing, in Rhino Records' Hillbilly Fever series. Swing, of course, is a term usually used to describe jazz rhythm. Western swing bands like Bob Wills' Texas Playboys and others came out of the same southwestern melting pot as Count Basie's swing band. Those western musicians made no attempt to hide the inspiration they got from jazz, more like the opposite. This is from Everybody's Truckin' by the Modern Mountaineers, 1937. That was Hal Hebert on tenor sax. When it came to swinging, Western bands lag behind jazz a little, but only a little. Evidence so-called hillbilly musicians listen to jazz with a critical ear. This new CD anthology contains one truly bizarre piece, a 1947 cover of Stan Kenton's theme, Artistry and Rhythm. Jazz fans tend to hear Kenton's music either as highly advanced or highly pretentious. Listen to an excerpt from Artistry in Western Swing by Tex Williams and decide for yourself if it's a tribute or a parody. Whether that's satire or not, it does anticipate John Zorn's postmodern cut-up pieces by more than 30 years. Now, country music has also influenced jazz, though you don't hear about that very much. Oklahoma's Jack Teagarden was known for his bluesy trombone, but he sang like a cowboy. These days, you'll hear country strains in the guitar playing of Bill Frisell, John Scofield, and their many imitators. Jazz's influence spread wide very quickly, and it blended with other styles from the start. Despite hybrids like jazz rock, Italian jazz, or the classically inflected third stream, jazz itself continues to thrive. Some folks will tell you jazz must remain pure in order to survive. The Western swing movement reminds us this has never been true.
Kevin Whitehead writes for Coda, Pulse, and The Village Voice. He reviewed Hillbilly Fever, Volume 1, Legends of Western Swing on the Rhino label.